This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Taliban says Afghanistan is free and safe as it celebrates in Kabul at the airport U.S. troops just left hours ago. AP correspondent Kathy Gannon was there and says now the Taliban will have to govern.
It's a tremendous challenge ahead for the Taliban, who have said that they want to form an inclusive government, but it's still not clear what that means and who that will involve other than a Taliban leader.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Yesterday,
every single U.S. service member is now out of Afghanistan.
General Frank McKenzie announced the end, closing a military chapter that'll likely be remembered for its colossal failures and unfulfilled promises, a mission that aimed in part to boot the Taliban from power and ended with them regaining power. The Biden administration points to successes, like keeping al-Qaeda from again attacking the U.S., but the president's facing doubts about his plan to keep the network from regenerating. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden will speak about Afghanistan this afternoon. Louisiana and Mississippi are beginning the long task of recovering from Hurricane Ida. Power got knocked out for more than a million homes and businesses. All of New Orleans lost power. About 17 miles south of New Orleans is Crown Point. Resident Wayne Templet is there, and he says the flooding is bad.
We went Crown Point, but it's pretty bad. A lot of water.
I've never seen it this high. Have you?
No. I've lived back here for 13 years and haven't seen it this high.
Two people were killed and at least 10 others injured when their vehicles plunged into a deep hole where a highway collapsed after Hurricane Ida blew through Mississippi. This is AP News. The California resort city of South Lake Tahoe has been ordered to evacuate because of a wildfire.
Glenn Nas, who's been through other fires and evacuations, was ready to do it again Monday.
It's more out of control than I thought.
Worried about his home, packing up his truck with what could fit and looking at the road.
It was just traffic jammed. I have no idea. It was everybody who just left at once.
There historically hasn't been this kind of evacuation.
That's a very tired CAL FIRE PIO Dominic Polito at 1:30 a.m. this morning.
It was a bit chaotic, but everyone got out of where they needed to get out.
According to CAL FIRE, at least 664 structures, most of them homes, have been destroyed. The threat across the state is so widespread because of dry conditions, the U.S. Forest Service has closed all national forests until at least September 17th. I'm Julie Walker.
China is banning kids from playing online games for more than 3 hours a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.